tomorrow night's episode of Modern Family, there's going to feature the first transgender child actor. It's the kid comes over to play with Lily, Cam and Mitchell's daughter.
Yep.
And she insults him. They're all proud. You know, the storyline is that they're all proud that they're raising such an open-minded daughter. And then she insults the kid. And they go into a panic, but they use it as a teachable moment. But do you think a lot of people, if they see this, will be like, I don't want my kid to watch that?
Probably, because people, regardless of how people portray themselves to be open-minded, a bunch more people, I think, are more closed-minded than open-minded about things.
If you...
things like that, I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're... I mean, the kid's 8 years old. He is a transgender child, 8 years old. Uh-huh. His name's Jackson Milliker. He's from Atlanta. And it's the, I think to me, this is an opportunity for a conversation starter with the family. Although I don't know what the conversation, like, it doesn't matter. Some people feel like this, some people don't. And at the end of the day, as long as they're not doing anything to you, don't worry about it.
Yeah. See, and that's kind of like in our house, it's kind of like that because we got quite a numerous amount of different friends, like male and female,
sure,
who are gay and stuff. And I get it. And we've always kind of like drummed it into Maisie. It's like, you know, if that person loves that person, it doesn't matter, you know. And she doesn't. And I think that served us well doing that over a period of years, because now if she meets someone, you know, or someone of our friends, or she hasn't really met before and they're a gay couple, she doesn't even give it a second thought. Like, we don't go back in the car and say, Dad, why are those two together? We don't get any of that. Like, well, she's... Which is cool.
Isn't this your chance to make it not a big deal for your kid? Be like, I don't know, it doesn't matter. They are who they are, and then as if you like them, you like them. What does it matter about all that? But I wonder if some people would be like, I don't want to have that conversation.
Oh, you know.
Is it a hard conversation to have with your children when it comes to relationships, when it comes to the talk, or when it comes to stuff like this, when transgender, you know, kid actors and all of this stuff? Is it a hard conversation to have, or do we make it a difficult conversation to have?
Mixture of both. I think it depends on kind of how you... I think it kind of depends on how your household is, I think. Like, you know, I think if you've got a pretty open household, and I think it will make it easier. But if it's one of those ones where, like... And I remember this when I was a kid. Like, I spent a bunch of time with my granny and my grandfather. And, like, if there was ever, like, a kissing scene on TV, she'd be up putting her hand over my eyes and stuff and that, like, oh, you don't need to see that, you know? So, and there's a lot of people who are still kind of like that.
Make it a big deal. All right, so our question to you, and you can tweet at PetsJamie or 424-1234. If you will not be watching Modern Families because of this, strictly because of this, is it because you don't want to have the conversation? Do you think it's wrong? Is that... And because I don't understand that side of the argument. I was raised to not worry about other people. I don't judge people. There are a lot of things I judge people on. Their skin color, there is not one of them. Their preference for male or female, not one of them.
Listen, there's good and bad in everyone.
If they want to be, if they're a boy and want to be a girl, or they're a girl and want to be a boy, not one of them.
No.
I was raised pretty open-minded. I wasn't raised to, you know, of course I will judge you on the stupidest of things.
Why are you eating that? That's stupid.
If you're rude to people that you think are below you in life, I'm judging you on that. But there's a whole list of things I won't judge you on, being transgender one of them. 424-1234 to be part of the show.